on that, Ray, the secondary, the cornerback group. What are your impressions of some of the guys as you get back into it?
Yeah, obviously it's good to get back on the grass instead of in the classroom where you know just talk to them. They are really working hard to improve their technique, is what we're asking them to do now. And really what we're asking all the guys on the team to do is understand the playbook first and then get on the grass and improve your technique. And that's really all football is, you know, understanding what you're doing and having good technique that's fundamentally sound and that will hold up during a game. And so we're just trying to build that really across the whole team. Specifically about the DBs, we're rolling a lot of guys in there. There's a lot of bodies back there. So we're trying to really move guys around at different positions to stress them a little bit, to make them learn, and also get them from left to right in different positions, corner to nickel, the corner to safety. And, so far I think we are stressing them. Are we where we want to be? Absolutely not. And it's going to be a work in progress. But, their attention, the detail, and the focus has been outstanding.
Gone the 2 years you were gone away, there was an emphasis on taller cornerbacks here. Does it matter to you? Do you favor one physical style more than another in your system?
No, I think all things being equal, yeah, you'd like bigger, stronger, faster in any athletic endeavor. But there's always an exception to the rule, and it really, we are just probably a reflection of the offense. When they get bigger, we have to get bigger. When they get smaller and faster, we have to. And we were talking the other day about the Miami Dolphins and how they changed the game with the three small guys, the Dupers and the Claytons. And then it went to the Megatrons and the A.J. Green. So it evolves. And really what we're looking for is good players and try not to put a box or a limit on somebody to say you have to be so big, so fast, so strong. Because there's always somebody that breaks that mold, and we've been talking a lot about Steph Curry. I mean, he's a kid that didn't get recruited. His father was an NBA player, so there is no one way to do it. And if you can find a way to play, you can find a way to make a team.
You, all the years you've been doing this, a player like Justin Gilbert, do you approach him? Do you coach him maybe differently, or do you coach these guys all individually to get the most out of them?
I think ideally you want to treat everybody fairly. Now, that's not equally. And what I mean by that is some people get a little more rope, if you will, and some people need to be prodded. But they all need to have a little, tender, loving care at some point. And with Justin, he's a talented young man that we've got to get the talent from inside of him to on the football field. So are we treating him differently? No. We're probably really on him a little bit more, but that's part of the process because he has a little bit more. And obviously there's a verse in the Bible in Luke about that much is given, much is expected. And he falls in that category. He has a ton of God-given ability that we have to, as coaches, get out.
The guys that were here before, you tried and, I don't want to say they failed, but it didn't come out of Gilbert. So what is the technique for pushing the right button?
Part of that is you got to understand him, what makes him tick. And that's part of being a coach. And for my philosophy, let's put it that way, is you got to know your players. And there's certain triggers that guys respond to. And I'm not saying we can get it out of everybody, but that's what we try to do, and he's responding right now. He's doing everything that we asked him to do. Case in point, we asked him to change his stance, which for some people, that could be really hard. That's like asking you to drive a different way to work today. He changed it in one practice, and we all commented on it, which, it shows that the kid's going to do what we asked him to do. So that's all we want as coaches is give us your best effort, and Justin is right now.
Come in with a clean slate for you.
Absolutely. No, I remember talking to him coming out of Oklahoma State, and Coach Hugh has done a great job of a message, and it really is. We weren't here before. We don't know what went on. All we know is what we see on film and tape from today, and everybody has a clean slate, and you go out and you work hard. So is he a work in progress? Yes. But is he carrying anything from 4 months ago? Not in my book, he's not. He's just one of the players. We want him to help us win a championship here.
Can you elaborate on why you wanted to change his stance? What was wrong about it before?
To me, it was too elongated, and I wanted more balance, more centered. And, again, you think about, I'll equate it to a golfer trying to change his golf swing or his stance or his setup or his grip. You ask a golfer to change his grip, he's going to look at you like you're crazy, and it feels uncomfortable. It's like something that you haven't done before, and we were all really amazed that he could. It was like no big deal. We asked him to do it, and he did it.
Do you have any sense that some of the veterans were very hard on him, you know, when he was here in his first couple of years, and in some ways it seemed that may have been detrimental to him? Are you aware of any of that, and are you trying to help him work through any of that, or?
No, I didn't know because nobody said anything to us, and we didn't ask anybody what they thought. But I will say this. He had a tragedy in his family, and he missed the first couple days of phase one. And when he did return, when he walked in the room lit up. I mean, they generally care. I mean, it was amazing. It was kind of moving to watch players respond to a guy that, you know, they hadn't seen since, you know, January 1st or 2nd. So whatever happened, if it happened, all I know is when he walked in the room, they were happy to see him.
Rick, can you just touch on with Whitner gone and with Gibson gone, who you have at safety competing for those spots? Like, are those guys interchangeable, or are a couple guys strong safeties, a couple guys free safeties?
I would hope that they would be interchangeable. Now, do I want one guy in the box more than another? Probably. Now, who that guy will be, I don't know. And I think you guys know me. I'm pretty honest. If I want to answer a question, I will. If I don't, I'll just say I don't think I should answer that question. Right now, all I'm trying to do is really get to know the guys and be very, you know, like a blank board. I want to look at them and get to know them and let them make their own decisions. We talked about opportunities here forever. You have an opportunity to come in and play at whichever position, and I won't make the team, they will. They will demonstrate that they can play and they can handle, and a lot of that will be up in Green Bay. When we go up there, it'll be Atlanta, it'll be Chicago, it'll be Tampa Bay. That's really how you make the team. Right now, all they're doing is showing us that they can mentally handle the stuff. And to say somebody is just this, not for me, they're not. They better be able to play more than one position. I love guys that are smart and that have position flexibility, not only up front, but I want Danny to be a third down player also, not just a, you know, first down run stopper.
Mingo, you were here with him in the past, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's your vision for Mingo now?
He will have a plan for himself, meaning we're going to play him, and we're moving him around. He's very athletic. We want him to get stronger, and he's working at it. You watch him on the field, he runs like a gazelle, and we want him to be able to – we're going to have to move him around. He's not just going to line up at one position and win that way. So we're going to move him around, and sometimes he's going to drop, sometimes he's going to rush. And I have plans for him to be on the field running around. Now, how much does he play? That would be his choice.
I can't remember how much Duke Johnson played against you guys early in the year. But what does a guy like Duke, like that, do with defense, and how much he stresses defense?
He wears you down. And, you know, when you have that combination, and really what you want to do in this league is you want to take their will away from them, where they just get up and they just pound you and pound you and pound you. And when you have one and two guys that can do that, you got quite a force there where it's not just, you know, load the box or we'll go to work on you outside, or it's not just sit deep and try to take away a receiver. I think in this league, I mean, it's very few teams that are one-dimensional. You know, I don't know who is right now, but if you can't run the ball effectively and pound the ball, I mean, it's hard to protect your quarterback all day long.
Receiver, though, is a guy that can create mismatches for defense.
I'll go to a guy right now probably in our division. Let's talk about 84 over at Pittsburgh. He creates mismatches, and you got to respect it. And you've got a game plan for that guy. I mean, you can't just say he beats everybody, but he's not going to beat us. So we respect guys' talent and ability in the league, and it's easy to talk about him because I was there with him, and I've seen him, and he's been dominating the league as a small receiver. So there are guys in the league that you have to handle with care, and respect. And then how do you handle them? Sometimes is you keep them the minimum catches. You're not going to shut them out. I mean, he averages, I think, 9 catches a game somewhere in there.
You're aware there's a stat now that defenses, no matter what system your base is, you're going to be in nickel, 65% of the time, whatever it is. So what keeps people like you and coordinators who favor the 3-4 defensive base, what keeps you in that 3-4? Why not convert to a 4-man line?
Well,
all the time.
Yeah, 47% of the time you're going to be in something else, so that keeps me in it. And also, Danny doesn't have to come off the field, so I'm not going to let somebody tell me when to take Danny off the field. So it doesn't matter really what you do, meaning the opposing team. It's what we want to do. And really the 3-4, when you are in a base defense, it's really as simple as a 4-3. You know the four big guys are rushing 98% of the time. And a 3-4, you never know who the fourth rusher is. And today in practice, Armonte Bryant had the chance for an interception as a tackle. And that's what I preach. If you're one of the small guys, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get a sack. And if you're one of the big guys, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get an interception. And it happens every day in practice. So that's what it is for me. It's versatility that I'm not pigeonholed into my four big guys are going to rush.
Can you talk about your new rookie pass rushers, your sort of influx of new edge rushers, and how do you feel about the sack prospects for this season?
They've got a long way to go, as most rookies do. They are trying to, and we're drowning them with information right now. And so what you see is a bunch of thinking on the field right now and not as much action as I want right now, but it's understandable. It's a totally different system to them, different terminology, and I want them to get it yesterday, and they haven't yet. They will get it, and then they'll be able to use their athletic ability, and I like what we have. We're going to have competition at spots where you can't right now, I think, take a day off and go, I'll get it tomorrow because somebody will pass you by. So do I like those guys? I do. Can I say they're finished products, ready to start an NFL game right now? Absolutely not.
Just to follow up, and how difficult is that for Ogbah to make that switch to from end to linebacker?
Well, not to put a anchor around his neck or a burden for him. I think collectively we were shocked his first individual drill, how well he moved. You see somebody in college do it very little. And in our individual drills, I think it was collective smile on the coach's face. He's so much more athletic than he showed on his tape. Now, we know he can rush, but there's a big difference between rushing and actually dropping in space. And when he figures it out, I don't think he knows how good he can be.